The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, concerns have been raised over patient safety due to the actions of unregistered dentists. The Irish Dental Council has been highlighting instances of extreme risk, including one unregistered dentist operating out of their apartment living room. To give us more detail on this, I'm joined by the Registrar and Chief Officer of the Dental Council of Ireland, David O'Flynn. David, you're welcome and thank you for coming in. You're going to tell the Oireachtas Health Committee about some fairly shocking cases of dental work happening in unregulated settings. Will you tell us about more about that case that we have been mentioning this morning of the person using their living room to see patients?
Yeah, it involves an unregistered dentist and the person seems to be treating mainly non-national patients. Obviously, the concern relates to the fact that it's happening in a setting that it shouldn't be happening. Mm-hmm. There's concerns around x-rays being taken without the appropriate radiation security and safety that should be in place.
So there's all sorts of issues with something like that happening. Yeah. So why can nothing be done about it, or can something be done about it?
The main difficulty is that there are kind of provisions there that will allow prosecutions to happen and the ability for the council, the dental council, to go to the court and bring injunction proceedings. The main issue is actually getting the evidence together to do that. A lot of the times, the dental council gets kind of soft information, and piecing together the information that's required to bring a prosecution, where you need to know the name of the person that is your prosecution, you need to be able to serve them at a particular address, you need to have evidence to meet the evidential requirements of the courts, mm-hmm. can be difficult. So it's not that there isn't powers on the books, it's actually getting from the point to actually investigate and bring it through the bridge.
Does the dental council have investigative powers?
Not really, no. No.
Can you not hand this over to the Gardaí if you feel that patient health and safety might be at risk?
It could be handed over to the Gardaí if there was patient safety a risk there. A large part of the difficulty here is, well, firstly, there's a question, should the Gardaí be investigating something that under the Dentist Act, the Dental Council can prosecute? And that's an important point. We do have the power to prosecute. What we lack is the ability to investigate and bring the prosecutions.
When you say lack the ability to investigate, is that a manpower issue or what? What's the block there?
It's a legislative issue.
You can't go into a premises?
That's effectively it, yeah. Under the Dentist Act at the moment, any dentist practicing is obliged to be on our register and to display their certificate of registration. But no one can check that. There's no ability to actually go into a practice and check that is the case.
So if you or one of your colleagues turn up at my premises and I'm doing dental work and you say, I'm coming in here now to see if you're registered and everything is kosher, I can say to you, no, you're not coming in.
Yes.
And you'd have to walk away from my door.
We would have to be invited in.
So that is a huge problem. But surely that can be easily fixed with legislation, no?
It should be easily fixed with legislation. And the Minister for Health back in 2023 undertook that Stephen Donnelly at the time would bring forward interim legislation to address that. 3 years later, there's been very little action on that. And that's still a concern. And some of the cases that were highlighted today in the newspaper are things that have happened in the intervening period of time from when we met with the minister back in 2023 to now.
So very recent examples. Give us more of them.
The apartment is one. We've had cases of unregistered non-national dentists opening a pop-up clinic in a city in the southwest of the country. Again, we have, if we don't know who the people are, we know the location, but we don't have any hard evidence that they were actually practicing there. And the main issue is really to bridge that kind of gap between a piece of information coming to the attention of the Dental Council and getting to the point where we can actually do something about it. Now, we can do things about it. I mean, we're not totally powerless. We have been able to take action in some cases, but we need basically the dice to roll in a certain direction for us. If it doesn't line up for us, we're powerless to kind of to try and get to a point where we can actually do something with it.
Okay, now, people are clearly using these services. Mm. They're willing to pay for these services, unregistered dental services. Is it likely they're doing that because of the high cost of accessing private dental care?
I would say the incident with the apartment, I say, is an unusual one. Most of the instances of illegal practice actually happen in dental surgeries, and where the patient bona fide believes they're going into a dental surgery, and then that they may be treated by people who actually aren't registered.
So they may be paying what you would be paying to see a registered dentist, in other words.
Exactly, yeah. And they're going into what they think is, a dental surgery. I mean, one of the cases we pointed out, and it was to the Oireachtas Health Committee, concerned a patient who went into a dental practice. Her daughter wasn't appropriately treated for an infection, was in danger of developing sepsis. The name she was given at the dentist never actually practiced in that dental surgery. She was no connection with it. She practiced in a different dental surgery in Ireland. So we were left with a situation where we know that a patient was treated. We don't know who the person treating them was. And we don't have an address for them to serve proceedings on. And we've no way of checking out to see what the bona fides was.
This is crazy stuff. Mm. It's. I think most people will be really shocked to know that the dental council can't go into a place to check somebody's certification.
It's something that we feel strongly about that needs to be addressed. And as I said, the minister did give us an undertaking. He would look at this back in 2023.
But have you sought a meeting with the current Minister for Health?
Well, we have a new council coming in. We probably will be seeking a meeting shortly in relation to it. We do have ongoing relations and ongoing meetings with the Department of Health in relation to these questions. And these are questions that we routinely raise with the Department of Health. There has been little movement on this particular issue so far. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a wider question here. I mean, that there's no actual regulation of dental practices. No one knows how many dental practices there are in Ireland, who owns them, who's working there, where they're located, anything like that. So the question of having an appropriate regulatory structure for dental practices in the long term, I think, is part of the solution to this as well.
The entire sector seems to be in real bother because children aren't having their dental checks that they're supposed to have as a matter of course and for free. Mm. So in many cases, your children aren't checked unless you can pay for that to happen privately because they're not covered under any scheme unless you have a medical card. Isn't that right?
Yeah, the school scheme is beyond the Dental Council's remit, and it's managed by the HSE. I am aware from coverage in the on the Oireachtas Health Committee and through the media that there are issues there. All right.
Yeah, but I suppose access to dental healthcare is very restricted, isn't
yes.
it? And unless you have money and you can pay for it, and it's not cheap, you're not going to get it.
Dentistry is provided largely in the private sector, and that's not down to the Dental Council's regulation of it. That's just the way that the dental profession has been established and run in Ireland. How the state scheme works, it's a matter of public record that there are issues with that, and certainly I think there are questions there to be addressed, but they do fall outside of the Dental Council's remit.
David, I think it's an eye-opener hearing what you have to say today, and let's hope that something is done about the inspection regime and the investigative regime as well. Thank you very much for coming in. That's David O'Flynn there, who is Chief Officer with the Dental Council of Ireland.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.